This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Club Q shooter was sentenced to 55 life sentences in federal court today. Now many family members and victims are expressing frustration that the death penalty was not pursued in the attacker's federal case. However, one survivor had a different take. Wyatt Kent lost his partner Daniel Aston in the shooting. Still, he says he forgives the shooter.
We're never going to see this person out of the prison system. And I don't think that this person should be broken any more than they're already broken.
The shooter killed five people and wounded more than a dozen others in the November 2022 shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. Two people are dead after another small plane crashed in Colorado yesterday. The Steamboat Springs Fire Department says the Cessna 421 crashed into the West Acres Mobile Home Park and left two trailers engulfed in flames. Officials say all of the trailer park's residents are accounted for, but the plane's pilot and passenger died in the crash. This is the sixth small plane to crash in Colorado this month, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. In-person voting has begun statewide for next week's primary elections. People can also register to vote and cast a ballot on the same trip. For mail-in ballots, it's too late to mail them back. Instead, they must go in one of 400 drop boxes open around the state. Voters do not need to use a drop box in the county where they live. A comfortable evening weather-wise across the Front Range. Temps are in the 70s. Lows tonight will be in the 50s. This is CPR News. It's just about 6:06.